Blog Talk Radio.
To another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's date, ladies and gentlemen, is April the 9th, 2020, as we are continuing on our growth series for the month of April, as well as we're going to continue on our conversation as we did last week about the new economy and the gig economy. How important is it for you right now to get involved in something of a magnitude that's going to create more millionaires now than you've ever seen? And so I want to go into that, and we're going to talk about some other topics and opportunities of networking opportunities or technology companies that you can join right now. And I'm super excited to give you this information, ladies and gentlemen. I'm pumped up. I'm ready to go. I'm fired up because of the fact that there is no time like today than to utilize your gifts and talents, and as well as income tax returns that you get, your money that you have to invest in yourself. You've invested in a lot of other things with other companies and other businesses and other things that we do, but now, ladies and gentlemen, is no more time than ever for us to really get down to the nitty-gritty and get down and get right and do the right thing so we can get in part of what's going on today. Well, I know a lot of people have lost their jobs. A lot of things are going on with this COVID-19 pandemic, and it is serious. Yes, it is serious. So I want everybody to make sure they stay safe, keep your distance, the 6 feet, the rule. Follow what CDC and the medical doctors are giving us so that way we can continue on. And with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I want to make sure that you guys understand what we're here to do on this platform here at GTE Professional Network Radio. We have been doing this now since 2012. So I've been on this radio show now for the past 8 years, sharing tools and tips and information, and also having special guests on our show to give their insights in the marketplace so that way you guys can see that it is possible to build a successful business. Not only that, it's also possible to build a successful network. And I've been in the industry of networking for a minute now to understand what's possible now and what we need to be doing today. Well, everybody's been sending me information on this, on a lot of levels, as far as on social media, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, and as well as on my website at www.globaltouchenterprise.net. We are talking about a lot of different topics that we've helped a lot of startups. That's my target market, is startup companies that we're working with today. And now there's more than ever, everybody's starting their own business. Everybody wants to understand what business should they start. Where should I position myself today? Well, if I can share this with you, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be an opportunity that you do not want to quit, do not want to miss. You don't want to give up on anything that's going to be new, that's going to collapse your time frame and helping you generate the revenue that you're looking for today. As you see now, companies are doing their due diligence to make sure that they hold on to what they got. And, of course, as they get rid of, lay off everybody else, of course, they can always rehire other people when the time comes. But for right now, it's not going to be anytime soon that you're going to see these jobs and positions coming back as they were when we started. And so here's the thing. What you want to do today, ladies and gentlemen, you want to take some copious notes. You also want to make sure that you are in a place where you can understand what we're going to be talking about today in reference to books to read, so you can educate yourself. This is an earn-as-you-learn opportunity right now. If you're not sitting back learning and studying and do your due diligence, ladies and gentlemen, on the type of business that you want to start or get involved in, you want to take the time to really do that now. Right now. It's more than no time than ever than now. So let's talk about it, the new economy. Well, we refer to the ongoing development evolved from the notion of the classy economy as a result not only from the transition, ladies and gentlemen, from a manufacturing-based economy to a service-based economy, but also meant the new horizons result from the consult emerging of the new parameters of new technology and innovations. And I'm going to share this with you. I've been in manufacturing or working, I come from manufacturing, working for companies like Zenith Electronics, Motorola, Hewlett Packard, up north in Chicago where I'm from. So I've learned volume and I learned manufacturing back in the 1990s. And so from the 1990s is where I'm getting all my information from, my data that I've gathered, and also all throughout the years, what I've learned. And now I'm going to be able to share this fuller use of the term started from the old dot-com bubble of the late 1990s, where high growth, low inflation, and high employment of this period led to overly optimistic predictions and many flawed business plans. And so what I want to share with you is what happened during the 1990s that gave us such a catapult leap. Well, information technology, or IT, started this back then. Companies were slow to get on board with the new technology, information technology, because they felt that there was no need for it at the time. But the ones who jumped on it and understood the trends at that time back in the 1990s catapulted their industries, their business, their company like never before. Trends and what's happening today, technology is really the savior right now of what's happening. Look at what we're doing right now online. Look at all the online businesses that have just popped up all of a sudden. As a web designer and marketing guru myself, I've designed more websites now than ever, working from home. Everybody thought that was a big pandemic. Oh, well, we don't want to work from home. Well, why not? Now, you don't have the stresses as working in an office or corporate America where you got to deal with everyday people on a level, and those, you know, prejudice and politics and all the other things that go along with it, all those stressors. But working from home, building your business on the internet, less stress, less overhead, and less traumatic problems that will occur by you helping others as you help yourself. So when you look at the PHP effect today, people helping people, we are building networks and organizations around the world globally where people are now more privy to work from home, and that started in the late 1990s. And then as we move into the 2000s and now here at 2020, now it's back to this level. What should I do? What investment should I be participating in? Well, there's a lot of opportunities now, like I said before, I say again, there are more opportunities now than there are jobs. You got to find out what opportunity best suits your needs and what you feel is going to be something you can understand, you can learn, and you can give yourself a commitment to for at least 18 months. Commit to learning, commit to building your business, your brand, for the next 18 months. Yourself to learning from other experts or other people who are successful in the industry you want to get into. Guys, we do not have to reinvent the wheel. There are all letters written on every subject matter you can think of. Again, let's go back. Information technology. YouTube has all of that. You got Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, social media, Google, Yahoo, Bing. And then you got these tech companies, which is now called the gig economy, now all participating in what the information technology gives. Data analytics. You got that. AIs. You got all these algorithms, basically web crawlers, basically looking at AdWords and keywords. This is what we talk about when we're building a brand or a network online. As a web designer, I know this. Doing SEO, search engine optimizations, search engine submissions. Building your brand based on your target market. And looking at your age demographics from 18 to 50 or whatever your demographic age group is, how are you going to reach that market? What platforms you use? What your content state? And so if you really want to learn more about these, ladies and gentlemen, the book to read is The Great Reversal, How America Gave Up on Free Markets. This is one model that you want to look at that Mr. Thomas Philippon blames unchecked efforts of corporate lobbyists who basically took the basic efforts to push out their political agendas versus going into the true traditional way of building a business or a brand. Well, another book is also through Richard Greener, How the World Has Become Much Better and Why Optimism is Abundantly Justified. Why do so many people fear the future? Is their concern justified, or can we look forward to great wealth and continued improvement in the way we live today? That's a good question. That's a good book. Fewer, Richer, Greener. And my favorite one that I've studied and watched under Andrew McAfee, and, you know, this is one of the books that I can really recommend that we all talk about, and most of the carriers have adopted most of this philosophy. The author is Lawrence Siegel, More from Less. More from Less shows how we accomplish this and tells us how to keep it going. In More from Less, Andrew McAfee lays out a compelling blueprint showing how we can support human life using fewer natural resources, improve the state of the world, and replenish the planet from centuries to come. More from Less. Well, again, we're going to go back to the trend. Remember when AOL first came out back in the 1980s, late 80s? We were talking about that. I was sharing that with some friends of mine about that, how they was giving out all those free CDs to get people to join their network. And, of course, they're still around to this day. It's 2020 now. Look at that. Look how long they've lasted, ladies and gentlemen, from the 1980s, late 80s, till now. Now you're looking at it and say, well, how did they do it? By giving more for less. More from less. I'm giving you something that you can utilize for free. That concept, ladies and gentlemen, has continued on to this day. And companies who have adopted this philosophy are now billion-dollar brands. To trillion-dollar brands, that's coming up, and that's going to happen. They will become trillion-dollar brands. Why? Because they're doing something different and unique that everybody else is not following. Again, observe the masses and do the opposite. Well, let's talk about it. So they give out the free CDs. People signed up for free. Look at what we got now in the gig economy or the technology sector of what we're doing, information technology. Let's go back to IT. And how we're basically building more from less. So I'm setting up free apps now where you can download an app on your smartphone, your tablet, your laptop. You can do apps now. And whereas you don't pay for these apps, the apps are free. You sign up on it. You use the service. And guess what? Transactions happen. The companies get paid. And again, the way the gig economy works, and let's talk about it, in the 2000s, the digitization of the economy and industries was carried out rapidly due to the development of information and communication technologies such as the Internet and the popularization of smartphones. As a result, ladies and gentlemen, on-demand platforms based on digital technology has created jobs and employment forms that are differentiated from existing offline transaction-based and on accessibility, converted convenience, and price competitiveness. So what I'm saying is here, what are you looking at now that you're not doing online on your smartphone, on your tablet, on your laptop? So the so-called gig economy has become a focus in general work and described as a full-time worker with a set of working hours, including benefits, but the definition of work began to change, changing economic conditions and continued technological advances. And the change in the economy created a new labor force characterized by independent and contractual labor such as well. So, again, co-oping, contract workers, the gig economy, all of these play a role from the 1990s to the 2000s, and now here we are on this level more and more again. So now people are really trying to take a look at this. Well, wait a minute, Ed, what are you saying? What I'm saying is this. I'm a contract worker. I've been doing contract work for a minute, meaning that I don't work directly for the companies that I'm working with. Notice that trend. Notice everybody who works at the hospital, in the medical field, oil and gas, you got the retail industry, you got the hospitality industry, they're all getting contract labor to come in and do what these companies are not paying direct people employment to do, but also have experts where they're getting trained, they're getting properly set pay based on that company they contracted with. So you can make more money per hour contract level versus working directly with the company. Co-oping. I've been saying this for years on this show about co-oping, where you have two companies sharing the same resources under one umbrella. Well, that's what that means, Ed. Well, that means if you look at the gas stations now, they've been doing this for years, co-oping, where they have a Burger King, a McDonald's, or Taco Bell in the facility. But not only can you get gas, but you can also get food. Co-oping. But they share the same customer base, same resources that's coming in to that on a regular daily basis. Co-oping, big part to some years. And nobody's really paying attention to that. If you look at it, when FedEx and Kinko's got together before FedEx bought them out, one umbrella. Now you have the grocery stores, and you got now co-oping with the carriers, AT&T, Verizon, Sprint, and T-Mobile, in the national retail industry. So now the carriers generate revenue from these retailers who sell their services, whether it's at a Walmart, Target, Best Buy, Costco, Sam's Club, you name it. The National Retail Group. That's what's going to be about the thing. Again, that's why the wireless industry right now is $187 billion industry. It has grown and continue to grow. I'm going to say that again. $187 billion industry is what people spend annually on cell phones. The manufacturers, Samsung, Apple, LG, are all profiting billions of dollars from that. And so if you look at the industry today, wireless, smartphones are being more and more sophisticated than ever. Now we call them mobile computers. With the cameras, and now they're coming up with the same type as you would a DSLR camera, exceptional photos, from your phone. You don't have to purchase $1,000 or $1,500 camera anymore. You can all that on the side of a smartphone. And Apple has come out with their version, and so has Samsung. As an Apple master, since I get trained directly by Apple anyway, that teaches us how these components work. Same thing with Samsung. If you're a Samsung Android user, which is all Google, that owns the Android technology. And the analytics and all of the different things that you see, applications, is all done by Google. And now Google has their own smartphone, which they bought out HTC, and now they're utilizing that on another platform. Again, ladies and gentlemen, technology. Get in where you fit in. You may not understand every detail of it, but you do not understand the usage of it. How many consumers can live without? When was the last time you sat around and didn't have a use of a cell phone? When did the last time you just put your cell phone down when you feel like, I'm not going to use my phone today, I'm going to just leave it at home? No, you're not. We made it so to where it's now, you can live without it. Crippled if something goes wrong with your phone. And you quickly run to the carrier store, hey, I need a new phone. Every year. And why do the manufacturers bring out 3 devices a year? That's that power of 3, ladies and gentlemen. It gives you 3 options to select from so you can make a choice as to what you feel based on the need or, can I say, want. Because I'm going to share this. Your phone is a phone is a phone. But not necessarily. Well, what about the carrier? Well, it depends on the tower network. Everything is going 5G. Well, we are on 4G. Remember when 3G started? Remember 2G? It keeps evolving. The LTE network. Well, let's talk about the 4G LTE. LTE stands for long-term evolution. Again, long-term evolution means we're going to continue to evolve, continue to get better and better every year. So if nobody understood that, you're missing out on what you can be possibly growing into and why the wireless industry is so strong today, why the gig economy is so strong today. You got Uber, Lyft, you got DoorDash, you got Airbnb, you got all these other companies, Grubhub. You got all these companies, all technology companies. They all have their own apps. Everyone uses those apps for free. And guess what? The restaurants don't have to worry about delivery. The airports don't have to worry about rideshare. That's why they stopped their shuttles. They don't have shuttles no more. They stopped that because of the rideshare industry, which is projected to grow to $225 billion by 2025 or more. Get in where you fit in. Let's talk about this more. More from less. We talk about this because, again, I'm giving you something. You don't have to pay for it. You use the service, and I generate revenue. It's the same thing in the new company that we have by Mr. Houghton Buggs and Earlene Buggs here in Houston, Texas, when they created iBoomerang. The travel industry is an $8 trillion industry. Aggregated websites that you see, Travelocity, Expedia, and Priceline, and all of them, they're generating billions of dollars, $58 billion a year, off of those sites. But what if you can take advantage of that? What if you could be a participant of that and help others by giving out a free website? They sign up for free, and every time they save money, you make money. Beautiful concept, right? Well, let's talk about the rideshare business. You download the app, you want to be a driver, or you can just be a rider. However, 3 ways of earning income as a driver, and if you're part of the network, building the network, you're, again, back to the dot-com bubble of the late 1990s, whereas high growth, low inflation, and high employment of this period led to overly optimistic predictions and many flawed business plans. And if you didn't understand that, do your research. Check it out. It's available, ladies and gentlemen. There is no reason for us not to. Do not be lazy in well-doing. Do not be lazy in learning more about what's happening in the trend. And why everybody right now is building networks like clockwork. You can go to our website, and at check this out. Write this down. www.umustfee.net/ACE4DQ. I'm going to say that one more again. www.umustfee.net/ACE4GQ. Building your brand, building your business, taking on the Google Analytics, understanding technology, how to use and apply the technology to your everyday life. You're already doing it. When it comes to things you want, you're going to go Google it first, right? Or Bing it or Yahoo it, whichever platform you want to use. But on social media, people are sharing information on a regular basis. Again, IT, information technology, has given us that opportunity of a lifetime so we can collapse time frames and help others get what they want, need, and can afford. We satisfy three things, again, ladies and gentlemen, in the marketplace, is what people want, need, and can afford. And again, if you understand the five P's of marketing, your business, marketing is a key concept here. It's all about the people, product, price, place, promotion. Understanding the five P's of marketing. Understanding what it takes to build a successful network, a business, a brand. Helping others, the PAC effect. People helping people. And always use the win formula. What's important now? Where you can basically collapse the time frame, help these individuals who are without in your community. Look at your community base. Churches, nonprofit organizations, and businesses within the community was my focus and goal, is bringing them together under one umbrella where everybody doesn't lack anything within the community where they are. That's what I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen. That's the focus and vision for 2020. How many people can we reach? We can reach the millions of people and the millions. And so we got opportunities, but we're not taking advantage of, and because we're being lazy and well-doing, we're not being up on what's going on right now, other than the tragedies that's going on right now around the world. Well, that's going to continue, ladies and gentlemen, to happen. To know how to navigate your life, your family's life, to a point where you have to continue to grow. If you don't do that, it will not be for you to continue on. Only the strong is going to survive. Weak-minded folks ain't going to make it. I'm going to just keep it real. And if you're not exercising your mind on what you can do, what God has given you, gifts and talents, I'm talking about, for the betterment of mankind, helping others as you help yourself. What's the blueprint here? The blueprint has already been given. The blueprint has already been laid out. We're just following the blueprint of what's happening today. Where should we be? You at home? You feel you ain't got nothing to do? Go online, pick up a book. Again, The Great Reversal is a good book. Fewer, Richer, Greener, another book. And More from Less is another book. And I'm going to share this with you. If you understand finances, monies, what are you doing with your money today? Where are you investing your resources? What are you doing with your resources? Clocking your dollar and just waiting to see how many more you get, or are you utilizing that to generate more by helping more? The more we do, the better we are. And how we understand the part participants of what we need to be doing is because we need to make sure that we're on point. And, guys, if you have any further questions about what I'm talking about, my topic today, I want to thank everyone for tuning in to this edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. Again, I'm your host, Ed Peterson. So it's been a plum pleasing pleasure as well as a privilege. That's from my brother, Les Brown. And as always, ladies and gentlemen, go to our website at www.globaltouchenterprise.net. Again, That's www.globaltouchenterprise.net to learn more about what we're talking about the new economy, how you're going to participate, the books that I just shared with you, the gig economy, and also the trends of what happened from the 1990s, from the dot-com bubble of the late 90s, and where high growth, low inflation, and high employment of this period led to overly optimistic predictions of many flawed business plans. And so here's the thing. If you're not following this, ladies and gentlemen, you'll be just like how Blockbuster did when they didn't take advantage of the opportunity when it came and presented itself. You come out all these industries or companies that's no longer here today, and now that because of this epidemic, a lot of companies are not going to be able to come back because they're not up on the technology. And this is why we're emphasizing, why I'm emphasizing on this show, on GTE Professional Network Radio, for us to stay on board and stay ahead of the curve. So let's continue on educating. Let's continue on sharing. Let's continue on growing. Growth is the most important commodity on the planet. Without growth, we just exist. We're not living. And we're not here to do that. So continue on, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank you again for this edition. It's just a 30-minute show. But, however, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Again, I want you guys to keep building your faith and keep building the dream.